University of Arkansas political scientist Janine Perry calls Little Rock lawyer David Couch a ballot measure entrepreneur. He's pushed more than 20, none bigger than 2016's medical marijuana amendment. As Bobby Ambazon with Arkansas Public Media reports, he's not stopping at just medical.
David Couch says he has a new marijuana amendment all typed up on his computer, ready to go. He's just waiting for a magic number, 58. That's the percentage of polled Arkansans who would have to approve of personal use, or more commonly, recreational marijuana.
If you ask the generic question, should Arkansas legalize and tax marijuana for personal use, you're bumping about 51 to 52% is kind of where it floats right now.
Couch's new amendment would tweak the last one. Basically, the same state-regulated, privately-run dispensaries would just open to buyers without a medical condition. To Couch, it's just about public opinion.
At 52%, I don't think that you're there yet, because naturally people are going to tend to vote downward on an issue like that.
Enter Couch's old sparring partner on pot, the Family Council's Jerry Cox.
Well, we said all along that their strategy was to take the first step, which was medical marijuana. And guess what? They took it. And they are there. And now the next step will be recreational. We said that 5 years ago.
Polling that the Family Council relied on in 2016 showed Arkansans supporting medical marijuana roughly 65 to 35. But when respondents were asked about recreational marijuana,
those numbers almost flipped the other direction, where 65 or 70% of the people said, no, we don't support recreational marijuana, because at that time, they thought there was something mysteriously different between medical marijuana and recreational. Well, there's not.
This year, another six states have active recreational marijuana efforts underway. A seventh, Vermont, just passed a bill making all marijuana okay to grow and keep beginning this summer. Cox is keeping a close eye on the news out of Colorado, which adopted recreational marijuana by popular vote more than 5 years ago.
Well, it will increase the amount of marijuana consumed. That's what's happened in Colorado. That's what's happened in every other state that has legalized recreational marijuana. You just have more of it. And the sad part about it is people who shouldn't be using it are. And what I'm talking about is kids.
That won't convince Dr. Larry Wolk. He's Colorado's director of public health. He's a doctor and a father, he says, and he had biases when recreational marijuana passed.
One of the things that I always like to point out as a medical doctor is, you know, when you legalize marijuana, you're not starting from zero. You know, one out of four adults were using marijuana and one out of five kids were using marijuana prior to legalization. And since legalization, we still have one out of four adults and one out of five kids.
In the first few years of legal retail marijuana, Wolk says, researchers haven't found significant impacts. Alcohol, he says, is a greater threat to public health and safety. Couch makes that connection a lot. Marijuana should be taxed like alcohol, policed like alcohol, and regulated. Unlike alcohol, he opposes what's called home grow, the ability to grow marijuana in your backyard. He says it's a survey killer. Approval drops 10 points. The Gallup poll and Pew Research both put approval for legalizing marijuana north of 60% nationally. The Arkansas poll, the annual survey of 800 Arkansans, last year asked about marijuana legalization, and only 47% support it, though that's 4 points higher than those who oppose it. Janine Perry directs the poll.
I guess it's Hal Holbrook borrowing from Mark Twain and saying that when the world ends, we should be in Arkansas because everything here happens 20 years later. We can expect the same thing on marijuana policy.
Couch says he'll sell the amendment someday on the promise of tourism and tax receipts of $125 million. It's also important to him that past criminality be forgiven. Everyone who's ever been convicted of marijuana offenses would have their records expunged. For now, Couch's recreational marijuana amendment will stay on his computer, waiting for public opinion to catch up with his plans. In Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.